2 weeks in England. At Liverpool they were met by George Drew, who accompanied them to Grimsby, the city in which the mission headquarters was located. Thursday they went to the beach, but, finding it cold and windy, Mrs. White was glad to get back to their living quarters. She spent 2 weeks in England, the first Sabbath at Grimsby. Of this day's activities she reported. Sabbath afternoon, when the little company of Sabbath keepers assembled for worship, the room was full, and some were seated in the hall. I have ever felt great solemnity in addressing large audiences, and have tried to place myself wholly under the guidance of the Savior. But I felt even more solemn, if possible, in standing before this small company, who, in the face of obstacles, of reproach and losses, had stepped aside from the multitude who were making void the law of God, and had turned their feet into the way of His commandments. Sunday morning she again met with the believers, and in the evening she spoke in the town hall to an audience of about 1,200. Every seat was taken and some people stood. The Union Temperance Prize Choir of some 50 voices sang 7 numbers, 3 at the opening, 2 at the close, and 2 after the benediction. The topic of Mrs. White's address was the love of God. She spent a busy week speaking and sightseeing in London and nearby cities, then on Friday took the train for Southampton and the house of J.H. Durland. That night she spoke to a small company of believers, and on Sabbath had 2 meetings. Sunday night she spoke to 1,000 people in a rented hall. The public press asked her to write up the address for publication, and she spent the next 2 days in London preparing the copy. On Wednesday they took the train to the Channel boat and were on their way to Basel, Switzerland.